Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Winslet is getting real about her family and sharing a major secret. Justin is out, so I am joined again by Victor Cruz and Jodie Sweetin. Welcome back to the show. All right, let's get right into Kate Winslet. So listen to what she revealed about her daughter Mia's acting career on Lorraine Kelly's show.
What's been really great for her is that she has a different surname. So that initial job out of the gate, she slipped right under the radar, and the people who cast her had absolutely no idea that she was my daughter. And of course, that was my biggest fear and most important for her self-esteem, of course.
Aww. That's like very exciting and very sweet. Yeah. So her name is Mia Threpleton. Her dad is Kate's ex-husband, Jim Threpleton. And now the secret's out. So everybody knows now that that is Kate's daughter. So if you had a famous mom, would you want people to know, or would you want to stay under the radar?
I don't know.
Depends on the situation for me.
I mean, like, I don't know that I'd want to, like, if my mom were famous, I'd just be kind of like, oh, because it's your mom. Like, my kids both love it and hate it. Yeah. Like when we get recognized or something, they're like, oh, yay. But then sometimes they're like, but I'm in the middle of something. You know?
Exactly, but I'm busy.
I'm trying to get a cookie from her and you're interrupting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or the best is when you're like arguing with your kids and someone comes up and you're like, hi.
Exactly.
Sorry, I wasn't about to just yell.
Can I have a photo? And you're like, just give me two seconds. Let me whoop her real quick. Yeah. No, I got you.
Exactly. So here's the thing. If I was the daughter of a famous mother, I would want that name recognition when I wanted free stuff, reservations at a very busy restaurant. Exactly. I wanted to get into the club, and no line.
I also just Threpleton is such an amazing last name.
It's such a regal British last name.
There's that name. Yeah. But I know John David Washington went through this with his father, obviously Denzel Washington. But he wanted to. I feel like when you're young and you're an actor and you want to prove yourself, you don't want that stigma or that feeling of your parent kind of finessing you through your career. Mm-hmm. You want to stand on your own two legs. You want to get through. You want to have your own success. And then if it happens later, then cool, because you're already, I feel like John David's kind of already established himself kind of as an actor. So.
And I think the comparison all must be hard, too.
Exactly.
So that, you know, you would feel like you're constantly being compared to your mom. Well, your mom did this. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and like, it would just, I love what she did. And she was like, I had nothing to do with it. They didn't know it was me.
I love that.
Because it's really important for the daughter to feel like she has a talent of her own. And she does.
Absolutely. So if your kids wanted to get into acting later in life, would you open a door for them? Or would you say, no, you got to figure it out?
My younger one wants to. My younger daughter, Beatrix, wants to. She's going to a performing arts middle school next year. And she's very excited. But I actually, like, she's wanted to do it for a while, and I'm always like, let's just put on the brakes, like, just do, because I know my kids, and I'm like, just focus on one thing. Like, let's just get through school, because that's enough. But I would, I mean, if they wanted my help, that's the thing.
Yeah.
If you want my help, I'll help you, but if you want me to stay out of it, I can do that, too.
My daughter's such
That'd be so hard. I'm so
She's going to be fully, whatever she wants to do, she's going to be like, Daddy, can you bring me? I need you to be there at practice. I need you to, like, she wants me hands-on to be there doing it with her. Because if I don't push her and, you know, have her do it, she won't.
Is there a sport that she's super into right now?
Golf.
Ooh.
Which is great. Which is great because, you know, you can't escape me on the golf course. You got to talk to me. You can't curl around me.
Right,
you got 16 holes, 18 holes to sit here and talk. So here I am. But I'm excited to grow within that sport with her because I got into it because she did. She's been taking lessons since she was 5.
Okay.
So I got into it in quarantine, like, I'm home bored, like, let's go swing some clubs, you know?
Yeah.
Now I'm at Topgolf every week. They know me on first name basis there.
Right.
So it's a whole thing.
But that's cute.
Golf has been a fun sport for us.
I like that. All right, well, Paris Hilton was one of the OG reality TV stars, but now she's admitting she is not into reality TV at all. Here's what she told Katie Couric on her This Is Paris podcast.
I was so busy, like, traveling and doing work that I've actually never watched any reality show except for The Simple Life. Like, I've never seen any of the other ones. And I watched, like,
really?
A couple episodes.
Never watched Real Housewives?
Oh, I've watched that, actually. Yeah, in the beginning, I watched that.
Okay. Do you believe that she has never watched reality television?
She just said she has. She just said she watched The Real House. She was like, oh, wait, yeah, I watched that. I feel like we could have kept naming shows. She would have been like, yeah, I watched that.
Oh, yeah.
I
was on an episode, so I watched that one.
Right.
And now her mom is on Real Housewives, so exactly. I'm sure she's watching that.
My friends and I have this thing, whenever we see, like, you're saying something and we know you're lying, we just go, stop lying. Like, stop.
Right. There's a meme of that where it's like
we've seen you watch Housewives. Right. We've seen you go to the reunion shows. Like, stop it. So I do believe she watches reality TV. Maybe not as much as she used to.
Yeah, I feel like reality TV is that part. Like, everybody tries to act like they don't. You know, some people.
I actually don't watch any reality TV.
I swear on
everything. I've never watched an episode of Real Housewives.
Never.
I've never watched an episode of The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. It doesn't interest me.
Not even by accident when you just turn the TV off?
No, if I hit it by accident, I'm like, no, this is not me. Like, it's just not my thing.
Not even any of the ones on Netflix or what
okay,
about,
okay.
like...
Okay, well, I watched Love on the Spectrum on Netflix, which was so good. I loved it. I've watched some stuff like that, but I'm not one that gets into, like, I've never watched Survivor. I've never, like, none of that.
Naked and Afraid.
No.
I never watched that one either. I'm an OG reality TV. I still watch Cops because they still like they still film a lot in Paterson, New Jersey.
So it's like a thing. Listen, I wasn't as into it, and then I started working at E. And then obviously I had to get into it. Mm-hmm. But then it becomes addicting. You say, oh, I'm just watching this for work. I'm just watching this for work,
right.
honey. Then all of a sudden it's like, you're just watching this for work for 9 hours straight. I'm like, yes,
doing
it's called
deep diving
research.
Rigorous research here at E.
It's addicting.
It is your job and you take it seriously.
I do. Right. And then you meet these people. Because I've interviewed every single reality star on television at this point, and it's crazy to me because most of them really are who you think they are. Like, they are that messy
yes.
person.
100%.
It's not like they're just putting it on for the cameras, and they own it. And that's why I love interviewing them, because I'm like, you live an insane life, you show it to the world, and then you own it. I mean, and you're just like, that's
for me.
For me,
it started with Flavor Flav for me. When I was watching this as like a young 20-year-old, and I was just like, these personalities cannot be real. Until I met New York in person, and I was like...
You're like, oh, yeah.
It's so real.
It's
not a game for these
people. No.
These are their personalities.
Like, when you meet them, you're like, oh, okay.
Yep, got it.
This is, yeah. You
got it.
I know why you have a reality show.
Right,
exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Your life is drama.
And it's like this all the time.
Yes.
All the time.
Okay, if Brad Pitt hadn't acted like a serial killer, would he still be the icon he is today? On the latest E! True Hollywood Story, we learned that Brad was worried about his pretty boy image, and that's what prompted him to take on the role of Killer Early Grace in 1993's California. If he hadn't done darker roles like that, do you think his career would have lasted as long?
I think it would have. I mean, speaking from one pretty boy to another, you know, I think it would have been great. Like, it would have been great. It doesn't matter. I think he would have been, he's such a great actor that his roles and the things he would have done, obviously, after that, which he has done, would have still been great. That would have still superseded this image. But I do understand him not wanting to be typecasted as the pretty boy. You don't want to be Matthew McConaughey doing every rom-com that you see around, you know, every year. So he wanted to kind of get out of that and show and flex more of his acting muscle, which
Leonardo DiCaprio, same way.
Basketball Diaries once he did that, that was a big
shift. But when you watch him in other roles, you're like, wow, like you are so, so talented. And I think Matthew McConaughey the same way. That's, I mean, he's really gone out of his way to not be that pretty boy. To the point where I've missed him being the pretty boy when he's done with it. I understand. But I could still take him in any rom-com ever.
I mean, I'm gonna disagree with Victor on this one though. I don't think his career would have lasted as long had he not really dove into some of those things that push him, because I don't think people would have ever given him the opportunity to do roles after that.
Yeah.
They would have just thought like, oh, he's just the cute boy from Thelma and Louise. And once he got dark and gritty, like, you know, Fight Club and all that, you'd be like, oh, okay. Like, and then you were in. But I think had he remained, you know, again, doing the rom-coms and kind of surface.
He's a cheat code, guys. He can do anything with his hair.
I mean, look,
there's beard.
Do you feel Tristan, a little, like, typecasted with that, Full House? Do you feel like it's a little harder for you to get a darker role because of what you've done?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I have gone in on stuff. And that's, you know, that's the funny part is that you're like, I can do a lot of different stuff. You know, like, I have a much wider range. But it is hard when people, you know, assume that you're just one thing. You're like, I've actually lived a lot of life and I have a lot of life experience to bring to, you know, my craft.
But how tough is that, knowing that that's what works, right? Knowing that that's like what people want and that's what works and that's what's paying the bills. How do you try to get out of that and venture out knowing that you're taking a high risk too, you know?
I mean, I've done it on sort of on my social media. I've taken risks and been outspoken about things. And I, you know, it's definitely something like when you do a riskier role or you decide to kind of step outside of what people know you as.
It's a risk.
It's a risk, but I think it's a risk. I mean, it's a risk I'm willing to take. I definitely, I want to grow and you know, be seen as something other than Stephanie, although I love Stephanie.
Yeah.
He's great.
What would be your dream dark role?
Ooh.
Like, Cruella, do you want to be the killer?
Ooh, I could totally do that. I could do like serial killer. I could do a really dark drama about, you know, just about anything. I mean, I've got some darkness in there. Got some darkness.
I'll write the script. We'll work on it.
We're gonna work on it.
Victor and I are gonna work on it after the show. We got this. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And Brad Pitt's gonna be in it.
The star who's admitting she feels pressure to be perfect for her kids. Can you relate to that? Then is it okay to post more photos of one kid over the other? Chrissy Teigen does it. Her hilarious explanation as to why. Next.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara especially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Yesterday, we were talking about people sliding into your DMs. Victor's were on fire. Woo! How's that going, by the way?
It's a full just hailstorm of people. I'm getting everything from moms wanting to shoot their shot to, like, young ladies that are just in there, but just God bless you.
I know you had a couple married women.
God bless you all.
Victor yesterday literally was like, oh, she's cute. Oh, she's married. That's nice.
Great. Swipe back.
Right, never mind. So have you responded to any yet?
I have not responded. We're still in that 24-hour gap. I got about an hour left.
I was like, it's past 24 hours now, Victor. I don't know what you're doing.
Someone
but
hit me
you
up and was like, don't let this be in here for 24 hours.
Oh!
And I was like,
I like that girl.
Well, let me delete it now. Delete it now. Get this over.
Okay, let's dive into some Dear Daily Pop. Here's something I think we can all relate to. Bachelor Nation's Jade Roper-Tolbert says she puts too much pressure on herself to be perfect, especially when it comes to her children. Jade is featured on the cover of Mini Magazine and says she's afraid to disappoint her three kids, but she does try to take a step back and take care of herself first so she can be more of a present parent. Very relatable. She has very young kids, 3, 18 months, and 3 months. I hate that she's already feeling so much pressure and she has such little kids. What do you guys think of this?
I mean, I've got 13 and almost 11. And my entire podcast, Never Thought I'd Say This, is basically about just parenting fails.
Yeah.
Like, I am so open and honest. Like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just trying to do my best.
Yeah.
I tell my kids that. I'm like, look, I don't have an instruction manual either. Like, I'm screwing this up on the daily. So please, just bear with me while I figure this out, too.
That's true. It's definitely a thing that I think about every day. Like, for example, I go, my daughter loves Roblox, right?
Oh, my God,
she loves Roblox. I always have to give her Robux, which is money for
constant.
And I'm just like,
I don't even know what this is.
She asked me for $100 the other day. And I'm just like, what's this game about that you need $100?
Oh, yeah, they need a new skin or a new thing.
There's always a new something. And I go, you know what, Kenny? I don't have it. Like, just go away. I don't have it. I gave you $50 a week ago. She comes back with her phone and says, and looks up my net worth. You don't got it, Daddy? And I was like, you put that down and go to your room right now.
What do you say?
I don't know what they're saying.
I don't got it for you, but all
who
those
who told you to look up my net worth?
Right. Also, the internet lies, because I look up my net worth. I'm like, damn.
It's definitely way overboard. I don't know what assets they're counting.
I don't know. Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know I made that much money.
Surprise to me.
Where's it at? Because it ain't in my pocket.
Hilarious.
But it's hard, though, I think, when you're, like, in the public eye, especially.
Correct.
You know, when I have my kids out, like, we'll go to a premiere of, like, a family movie or something, and we have to talk in the car before. I'm like, don't be an idiot. don't screw this up. You know what I mean?
Because whenever you're an idiot, they're going to take a picture or a video, and it's going to go all over the world.
And at the same time, I also go, like, but you know what? Like,
they're kids.
They're kids. Yeah. This is what happens. Like, and I try. It is hard, though, to put that pressure on yourself. 100%. And I think moms in particular, like, I know I want my house to look perfect. I want my kids to be happy. I want them to be neatly dressed, and I want that. Yep. You know, I want all of these things. And then, you know,
if I see one more person on social media that has, like, the most pristine, clean house with their three tiny kids running around and their perfect, expensive clothes for no reason. Where are they going? And, like, their hair's done. Everything's perfect. The mom even looks like she woke up and everything. And I'm like, in what world is that your real life?
No
like,
way.
In what world? I mean, I just posted something about this on Instagram the other day. I mean, the amount of things to try to keep together, like to show up at work, to shower, to have self-care time, to take care of your kids, to feed them, to bathe them, to teach them, to do all the things
but
you want to do.
Daily. That's daily. Like every day there's
every
that
laundry,
checklist.
Right. Dishes, you know what I mean?
And
all
there's
the things.
Yeah. That was what inspired my friend and I to do our podcast in the first place was like, you know what? This perfect mom stuff, like, it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It exists on paper. It exists on social media. It exists in a moment. But, like, if you're really honest about most parenting, it's, like, it's 90% hell.
And
10% of these amazing moments. Mm-hmm. And that's really, and that is parenting. Like, you're raising
and
a human to be a good person.
You know what I mean? And it's okay.
And it's okay. And it's okay. No one's doing it perfect. Like, you know Chrissy Teigen and John Legend are screaming at kids sometimes. Like, you just know. Like,
it's
that's
happening.
How it is. You know
everyone
yells at their kids.
It did get a little bit of slack. We gotta talk about this. So Chrissy Teigen is obsessed with social media, as you know. But that gene only got passed along to one of her kids. She posted this pic of Luna on Instagram and wrote, "Why do you post Luna so much more, you ask? Because Miles hates pictures. And he's always butt-ass naked." Thank you, Chrissy. That is the truth, right?
That is the absolute truth. I can't wait to have a boy at some point in time because he will absolutely be running around butt-ass naked. That's what little boys do. I ran around butt-naked. My boy ran around butt-naked. There will be embarrassing photos of him running around butt-naked.
Oh,
it's just what it is.
Well, I think little kids, you know, enjoy it while you can.
Yeah, exactly. My son turned 3 and I hardly post a picture of him because he will not sit still for 3 seconds to get a photo. See, look, I got the back of his head.
Right. That's the only time he's sitting still when he's being pulled in the lap.
Exactly, right? And I got the back. So
I have a 13-year-old who will not, like, everything has to be pre-approved. Like, I'll be like, oh, let's get a picture. See, there, yay. And that's my mom's dog, by the way, who jumped in the picture. And my boyfriend and my girls. But yeah, and I'm sure my daughter will hate that. Be like, I can't believe you put that on TV, Mom. But yeah, like, she is like, I look like a tomato. You can't post that. I look ridiculous. I look like a troll. I'm like, well, don't make a, and then she just makes weird faces to ruin the photo.
So purpose.
I'm like, I go, be warned, I will post a picture of you with like 8 chins and looking all weird. I'll post it in a heartbeat. Because it's all I've got is embarrassment at this point.
Yeah, do it.
That's when you crop your kids out of the photo.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
Just
I love it.
Photoshop a smiling head
on top of it.
All right, well, if your parents are going to pay for your wedding, but then you decide, we'll just elope. Do you still get to keep the money? One dad tells Reddit he spent years saving up for his daughter's wedding, but then she went and eloped. So he used the money for a new car and a vacation. Now the newlyweds are asking for the cash, and dad says, nah, too bad. What do you think about that?
So this is one that I know, because there's a fund that has been started for this. It's for college and other things, but if she was to elope, I think for myself, I'd give her the money for her life. I think
down payment
it's not just about the wedding and having the money for that specific moment. I'm giving her the money to a jumpstart to their lives, a jumpstart for her to kind of move forward in this relationship. It's still her money. I raised it for her. This is all for her. But I hope she's doing it for the right reasons. We're going to have a conversation, and you're eloping. I don't know why. I just saved all this money for a beautiful wedding for you and your partner. And you want to go elope in Las Vegas. You watched The Hangover one too many times. But that's
but the I did that once, okay? It was like this every day I have a new story of a new wedding.
I love it.
I eloped.
Get the money afterwards, though?
Well, I'd already had the big wedding.
Got it.
This was the second time, okay. And I eloped. I'm working on doing just next will be a destination wedding. No, but...
One of each.
One of each. I mean, you got to, sample. I think that the dad... I mean, it depends. Had this been, a fund that he'd been saving for forever, that's a different story, because then I do feel like, okay, look, this is money I've been saving. This is your savings account. But if it was like, I'll give you $25,000 of my money for the wedding, mm-hmm. to help pay for the cost or whatever, and then you go and don't do the wedding, then I'm like, well, I saved this money. maybe I need a vacation.
There's nice new Bentley coupe out there that I want to get to.
Listen, you have to know your parents, right? Because to some parents, let's see here. So for my parents, they didn't want me to go crazy with the wedding. They wanted me to have a wedding, but it wasn't super important to them as far as, spending all this money and having the most grand gesture in the whole entire world. They were like, save some of this money. You don't want to go into marriage debt and debt. You want to have this money to start your life. So we were on the same page about that. But there are some people that this is their dream. These are parents and this is what they saved up for. Walking their daughter down the aisle is the biggest dream they've had their whole entire life. And so you have to know your dad.
Yeah.
Right? You have to know your dad and keep that in mind. If this is so important to them, and I understand it's choosing to elope, but at the same time, you should have had that conversation before you chose to elope.
Months ago.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, I feel Dad. Like this
we're
is
thinking
all
about
some
eloping.
Miscommunication.
You can still come. I know. I don't want to break your heart.
I feel like this is some family therapy.
It's such a sporadic. I feel like eloping is like such a spur of the moment kind of thing, at least in my opinion. You don't have as much time to go over the conversations with your parents and things like that. You're just like, you love me, we're doing this. Well, we have a present eloper here that I can ask the question
to. Did you elope because you didn't think your friends or family would approve? Or did you elope
Was it just spontaneous, we're doing it?
It was a semi-dare, and it was like, we'd been together for 6 weeks. Now, thank God, we co-parent so well. Mm-hmm. We've become friends through the years. I mean, our daughter is our number one priority. But at the time, it was definitely not the most well thought out thing.
Yeah. See, I'm not against eloping. It's just...
I think spending that much money on a wedding now, I'm like, that is kind of it's why? Yeah.
Just gonna check my DMC who wants to elope.
Right?
Got a couple takers.
Major Downton Abbey news. The big names are joining the sequel. Plus, do men work out to impress other men? And ladies, who are you really dressing up for? The celeb who's igniting that debate next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Let's get right into today's Hollywood Minute. Downton Abbey 2, yes, you heard that right, 2, is coming to theaters Christmas of this year. The original cast is returning, as well as some new faces, including Hugh Dancy and Dominic West. Now, production has already started last week, so get excited. And check out this super cute daddy-son moment between Anderson Cooper and his baby boy, Wyatt. Anderson shared this photo of his 11-month-old watching him on TV for the first time. Anderson's hosting Jeopardy the rest of the month and wrote, "Wyatt will have some growing to do before he can tune in to watch his daddy on CNN." And this is rare. Pat Sajak accidentally gave away an answer on a recent Wheel of Fortune while the contestant was still guessing. Watch.
Well, I'd rather be standing here than there, frankly.
Did you hear what you said?
I did, right after I said it. I wonder how many people at home caught it, but in setting up the thing, you know, there weren't many letters up there, and I said, I'd rather be here than there, quite frankly, which was the puzzle.
Oh, I didn't even catch it. Jody, would you have noticed that?
You know, I probably would have been so into the game that I wouldn't have noticed.
Yeah.
Because, like, I tend to tune things out when I have, like, tunnel vision.
Yes.
So, I mean, I might not have heard it because I would have been like, yeah, whatever, I'm thinking.
I would have been pissed off, though.
I would have been so mad if I missed it, though.
And he said
highly
it, and
upset.
I missed it.
Especially the way he said it. You were so locked in just trying to figure it out, looking at this at the board, you're not thinking that, quite frankly, is the word. You
right.
Know?
Yeah, there's no way you're like, oh, he's going to say it.
I would have been sick to my stomach.
Well, it's like there was a couple days ago, somebody totally missed one. It was like something laptop, and he guessed, and all that was left was the P's, and he guessed an F. And everyone was like,
laptop.
Yeah, laptop. We were like, no.
Okay, it's always sunny, and Philadelphia star Rob McElhenney hit the gym hard and got into amazing shape, but his wife, not so impressed. In the May issue of Men's Health out now, Rob tells his buddy Ryan Reynolds, quote, "Women could give two bleeps. In fact, my wife was really displeased with the way I looked because she felt like I was trying too hard. And I was." He went on to say that he thinks men work out to impress other men. Interesting thought. Victor, do you agree with this? You're an athlete.
I do not agree at all.
Like, really?
I'm not working out for another man.
Yes, you are.
Like? No,
you
I'm not.
You go in the gym. How much did you bench today? Oh, I benched this. How much did you bench?
I'm in there.
It's a competition.
I'm in there doing as much core as possible, so when I walk this beach, women are staring and looking and admiring what's going on.
The DMs That's it. Aren't
don't
enough.
Tell Just me you don't more. Go in the gym and get competitive with the other people and you want to bench more than the other person.
No, I'm not about to compete with Lou Ferrigno in the corner over there lifting 500 pounds on his back squatting. I'm going to do what I'm...
But you're an athlete. You don't compete with your... You never competed with, like, your teammates?
Not in the weight room. Not while we're working out. It was on the field when we're battling and we're, you know, running routes. I'm going to catch this ball. I'm going to catch everything on the field today. You drop that, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But in the locker room... I mean, in the weight room or in the gym, I'm working out for the ladies. This isn't for the men. What am I doing for the men for?
But you guys didn't tease each other if you thought someone was getting, like, soft?
I mean, maybe, like, if you, like, conked out on the, if you just benched out on the bench and, like, dropped the thing or something like that, absolutely we make fun of you and we laugh at you for a little while, making sure you're, you know, in good health and you didn't hurt yourself. But I'm not working out. I'm working out, for starters, for myself, for good health, so I feel good. I always feel great after workouts. But after that, it's like, I work out so I can take my shirt off. The point. Is that not the point?
Yeah, right? You're like, I do this so I can look good naked.
I'm missing
I mean, I don't know. Jody, do you like your man in superhero shape?
I do not. I think big, muscly guys are gross. Don't like it.
I'm going to head out now, guys.
I'm not gross, but, like, I just, it's so not my style.
Gross. You can't take it back.
I can't take it back.
It's on tape. It's on tape.
No, I don't know. I like more of a, like, dad bod, I guess. Yeah. Like, okay. I like a dude with, like, big shoulders and, like, I don't know.
Because you like the cuddle. You like the more.
I do.
Warmth.
I'm like,
like
cuddle me.
I want that.
I don't want someone that's like, burr, burr, burr. It looks weird. It's intimidating and it looks.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not to sound super easy, but I like it all. I'm like, I like it all. And I'll say, Shannon and I have been together for so long, we've both been through it all, right?
Like, exactly.
Super fit in shape, and then we're like, oh, I'm married for 5 years. Right. We need to start working out again.
Right.
But, you know, I'm cool with it all. It doesn't matter.
I never forget, there's one line my dad told me, and he was, may he rest in peace, but he was going on a date, and I never forget this. He was going on a date, and I was like, Dad, you've known this girl for however many years. Why are you still, like, dressing up? He's got his linen shirt on. He was like, sometimes you just got to remind them what they got. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I'll lean back in my chair on that one, Pops. You win. I got nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I kind of carry that, even without a girlfriend, you kind of carry that everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And sure. I will say this real quick. I do believe that women dress for women. Because
absolutely.
Men do not appreciate my fashion hardly at all. You appreciate the fashion?
Of course. I'm a different. I like fashion. I'm into it.
Right.
I'm paying attention.
Depends on
it's
the
different
guy.
Thing. Yes. Yeah, it depends on the guy. Yeah. For sure.
No, my man is like sweats, no makeup.
Exactly. That's
what, and I'm like, this works out great for me.
Yeah. All right, you guys, up next, our style expert is here to show us how to do sustainable fashion like J.Lo, Kim Kardashian, and more. Earth Day is Thursday, and you can do your part by changing your shopping habits. Here to show us how to shop sustainably while still elevating your style is fashion expert Melissa Chatain.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you. Okay, so you're always so good at this.
Yes.
Let's start with wide leg pants.
Yes, wide leg pants are a trend. I'm showing you how to do it a sustainable way. So the way to do it right now is wide. Like I said, you want it to hit at the smallest part of your waist. So Emily Ratajkowski and Rosie Witten Huntington Whitley are doing it the right way. So we found these trousers that are from Paris et Allure. Such a French name. So you want it to hit at the smallest part of your waist that elongates your leg, and then pairing it with a crop tee. The crop tee is from Noumi, and they're perfect for summer. It's elevated basics. It has a sweat gassette, so it has like a pad underneath your shoulders, underneath your arms.
Okay.
So it helps you, prevents the sweating. And then you want to pair it with a classic trench coat and white sneakers. Those white sneakers are from Dr. Scholl's Shoes, also sustainable, made out of recyclable water bottles. And then you carry it with, that's not a handbag. That is a recyclable lunchbox for Modern Picnic.
That's a lunchbox?
That's a lunchbox.
Okay, wow, interesting.
So that's a cool way to do it.
If you don't have a six pack like her, and you don't wear crop tops, can you still pull off this look?
Yes, you can, like I said. So the way to do it is to make sure that it hits at the smallest part of your waist, and then the crop tee hits right below it, and that's the style tip.
Got it.
It works for everyone.
Love it. Okay, now let's get into bikini season.
Bikini season is here. We've seen stars like J.Lo and Kim Kardashian. The tip this season is to take it way up, ladies. Get your bikini waxes because the tip is to have the swimsuit bottoms hit at your hip, which elongates your leg. This swimsuit is from L Space. It's from their Eco Chic collection. Head to my Instagram because I have an exclusive deal to get a discount on this swimsuit. And then we paired it with Dr. Scholl's Shoes. They have the classic wooden sole sandal that Twiggy used to wear back in the 70s. That's their classic sandal. For every pair sold, a tree is planted, so it's also sustainable. And
I love that look.
Isn't it adorable? The handbag, isn't it cute? That's a wooden bag from Poppy and Sage. And the nail polish color. Everyone wants a nail polish that is sustainable, that's clean, that doesn't chip. This is from Ciate London. It's only $12.
Okay, I'll take that.
Yes, you can. It doesn't chip. It's a sustainable nail polish. Even the bottle is sustainable.
I love it. I'm going to steal this.
I've had this polish on for 5 days. Hasn't chipped yet.
This is mine. Okay, athleisure look.
Yes, well, we know that Kendall Jenner and Hailey Baldwin are all about their, like, gym workout gear that's like from the street to the gym that's super trendy. I'm obsessed with this brand Clique for two reasons. First of all, they're size inclusive and it's sustainable. They are known for their compression tights that's made out of 12.5 recyclable bottles from a landfill. So it's literally you're saving plastic bottles from a landfill to make these tights. How cute is that outfit?
These are such great finds. I love that outfit.
I know, and it just sucks you in. It's compression, so it doesn't roll down when you work out. You can wear it from the gym to the street. That's the head-to-toe look.
It doesn't roll down when you work out, girl.
That's
you speak my language.
Even her underwear is sustainable. It's from Hanky Panky. Only $20. And her tennis shoes are sustainable. They're from a brand called Avery. It feels like second skin. It's a women-owned brand, and it's made from recyclable water bottles as well.
Great.
Kind of crazy.
Okay, last one. Vertical stripes. Huge hit right now.
Yes, vertical stripes. Well, I stepped in and modeled this look.
Yes, I love a Melissa model.
Yes, you've seen this on Meghan Markle. And look, a sustainable look like this is classic. We're coming out of quarantine. We want a classic look that's not too stressful to style. This really never goes out of style. It's from the sustainable brand, Sea Rose Go. It's size inclusive. Beautiful. It goes from a size 12 to a 20. Like I said, you can tie it in the front, you can wear it oversized, and I paired it with denim from the sustainable brand, cut from cloth. They have a whole range of size inclusive, and all shapes and sizes and cuts. Made out, the jeans are made out of recyclable water bottles too.
And the most sustainable part about all this is this timeless fashion.
Timeless fashion.
Never gonna go out of style, so you're not just buying it for a quick trend.
And my shoes were from Poshmark. So if you're not about shopping and you still wanna be sustainable, buy something that someone's already worn.
Love it. Melissa, thank you for being here. You always have such good finds. And thank you for my nail polish.
No problem.
Check out her Instagram at Melissa Chatain for all of these looks, plus her 21-day program curate. All right, coming up, our countdown to the Oscars continues. We've got the biggest fail of all time. Plus, can you guess which actress said this after winning her first Oscar? Play along after the break. Time for a little Oscars edition of Who Said That? I'll give you a quote from either the Oscars show or E! Red Carpet. Okay, so we're making this extra tough. And you have to guess which star said it. But you know what? We're going to start off easy, okay? Your first Daily Pop game. Let's warm you up, okay? Who said, please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem, Bryan Cranston, Will Ferrell, John Travolta, or Warren Beatty?
That was C. That was John Travolta.
I'm going to see John Travolta because...
Let's see! Please
welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
I remember we were so all like, serious. Did he just have a stroke?
What happened? Everyone in there paused like, did he just say it?
And you saw his face like, like, you know, I don't even know what I just...
That makes me laugh. Okay, next question. And these are going to get a little harder, just so you know.
That's the only one I'm probably going to get right.
When asked how she felt after winning her first Oscar, who said, I feel like a princess. I never felt like a princess, you know, except for my husband. When I got married, I felt like a princess. Who felt like a princess, guys? Octavia, Viola, Laura, or Reese?
I feel like that was Viola Davis. That feels wrong now. I didn't get any reaction from
you. I'm gonna go with that. I'll side with you. I have no idea.
Let's see.
Was it?
I've been Reese, though.
I felt like a princess. I never feel like a princess. You know, except for my husband. When I got married, I felt like a princess.
Very good.
There you go. Yes. All right. Okay. If we stick together, I think we're gonna be all right.
As a part of their Oscar acceptance speech, who said, "Leo, I'll ride on your coattails any day, man. The view's fantastic." Oh, come on, guys. Yeah. Tom Hardy, Margot Robbie, Brad Pitt, or Jonah Hill?
I mean, he can wear any hairstyle and pull it off. It's Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. Mm. It was for the
Hollywood.
Yes.
That movie.
Yeah. Roll the tape.
Leo, I'll ride on your coattails any day, man. The view's fantastic.
I bet it is.
That's good. Okay, next question, and it's about the most famous photo in Oscars history. Just after being in the Ellen selfie, which A-lister said, "Oh, I've never tweeted before. Retweet it." Bradley Cooper, Lupita Nyong'o, Julia Roberts, or Meryl Streep?
I'm going Meryl Streep.
I'm going to say Meryl Streep, who is one of my favorite people in the world. I love her. I want to meet her. I want to just absorb her. She's so great. So I'm going to say Meryl Streep.
Okay.
I feel like she doesn't have Instagram.
Yeah, like she wouldn't tweet.
Oh, yes! I did it! Oh, I've never tweeted before. Oh, Retweeted,
she said.
Yes, she was so excited.
She's like, I don't even know.
But she knew what a retweet was, though, which was impressive.
I mean, it hadn't tweeted yet, and she was already like, retweet it! But you know what? I love it. Okay, you guys, we've got Hollywood's biggest light covered all weekend long. Saturday, join us for Daily Pop Oscars edition at a special time, 10 a.m. Then on Sunday, the Oscars are on ABC at 8 p.m. Eastern, and we're going to have coverage all day here on E! Starting at 3 Eastern. After the break, the prairie dress trend is taking over Hollywood. We're going to either try it or trash it when we come back. Need to freshen up your wardrobe? Well, we have all the latest looks straight from the stars in this week's Tuesday Trend. So pull out your phones right now. You can scan the QR code at the bottom of your screen and you can shop the looks. Okay, florals are always a must for spring. And this year, celebs are choosing long, flowy, Some are calling them prairie dresses. Some of these, to me, don't look super prairie dress to me, but we've got Reese Witherspoon, Tia Mori, and Molly Sims. They've all got this kind of style. Try it or trash it.
Oh, I say definitely try it. I have a lot of, like in the summertime, I live in just kind of big, flowy dresses. I like to channel my inner Mrs. Roper from Three's Company and just wear, like, big, almost muumuus, but kind of, like, obnoxious, but they're so comfortable. So I'm in it for these, but the actual prairie dresses I've seen with, like, the puffy sleeves and the weird ruffle that look like Little House on the Prairie, I'm not for that.
Yeah, these all have some sort of waist cinching happening, which is important.
I say trash them, personally. I'd rather go with the sundress. I'm a sundress guy. It's summertime. Just wear a sundress.
You want to see the arms?
These want to see,
a little shoulder.
Okay, all right. Harper's Bazaar is calling this next trend pillow bags. They're fluffy, padded, and quilted purses. Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, Olivia Culpo, and Meg Thee Stallion all sported different versions of this pillow bag.
Yeah, I'm down with this one.
Those are cute. I mean, Meg Thee Stallion, I love that purse. That is. Yes. She always looks fine.
Bottega makes a nice quilted, like, leather bag. Like, it's pretty dope.
Oh my God, I love it. I love that.
I'm fully invested here, Carissa. It's not a game.
It's really impressive.
I'm going to go shopping with Victor next time.
Like, please
let's
do.
Go.
No, I want my husband to go shopping with Victor.
Okay. More than welcome.
Mother's Day is coming up, if you could just kind of get on
head on over to Bottega.
Up next, you guys, Ireland Baldwin's new butt tattoo. Does she already regret it? And would you do it? Stay with us. All right, it's time for a little would you do it. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, even if the beauty is on your booty. Okay, Ireland Baldwin is showing off her brand new butt tattoo of a cowboy boot and the word yeehaw. She writes, I got a new tattoo because I love impulsive decisions. It almost sounds like she's kind of regretting it with that comment. Would you ink your booty?
I would not. I have no ink on my body. And I would furthermore not ink my booty, let alone put yeehaw on the left.
Right? I mean, I feel like.
To each his own.
There were places I went to with that tattoo. I was like,
it's like okay. Yeehaw?
Okay. Right, yeah.
Can you imagine Victor getting yeehaw?
Come on, with the boot?
Oh, yes.
I get Woody from Toy Story next to it, too.
Right, yeah. Just Woody and Buzz on
the same guy whose name in designer bags in the last block. Yeehaw.
Yeah.
All right, how about you?
Oh, I absolutely would. I have tattoos. We were just talking about it. I have, a big tattoo here. I've got one on my side, one on my back. I have a little one on my finger. And these two were just, like, spontaneous. Like, I was at the tattoo shop with my best friend getting little finger ones done, and my friend, who's an artist, was there, and I was like, hey, I want you to tattoo me.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and it was a big,
rib piece. Like,
no.
Even though it was, like, an impulsive,
I love
decision.
It. It's a piece of art. It's something I wanted. Like, I love tattoos. I think they're absolutely beautiful. I think that, I have friends that are amazing artists.
Yeah.
And so I think it's fun.
They're all ones that are, like, hidden or easy to hide, too. Well, is that on purpose?
Yes. Kind of right, I do it in places that I probably wouldn't show on TV.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, I'm like, anything between
body
here
stuff.
And here, yeah, I'm exactly. not, no, this is not coming out for the world. So I put it there. And it's also just a matter of, like, easier to cover up with makeup.
Yeah.
But I would, if I wasn't, I would have
probably. You'd be sleeved up.
I have to ask you this because my husband has a lot of tattoos. And it was funny because he never thought about it until we had a son. And he was like, now I see why parents don't like their kids to have tattoos because they're so perfect. And you think, you don't need that. You're so perfect how you are. Now, when you look at your daughters, do you think the same way? Or you're like, if you want a tattoo, girl, get it.
Oh, I'm like, look, it's your body. You want to walk around with some stupid stuff on your body? Like, that's your decision. But just wait till you're old enough to make those dumb decisions.
Highly... I mean,
and please, no face, no neck, no face, no hands. Like, just keep it, where you can come.
Ryan Crew, I'm going to look in this camera because this is going to be on tape. If you come home with yeehaw on your butt, we're going to have a different conversation.
But here's the thing.
Okay?
She might have yeehaw on her butt, and you would never know.
Oh, I'm going to find out. My mother would tell me, okay? She's like, your daughter got something on her butt.
Right.
You probably should ask her.
My mom, when I showed my mom my tattoo, she was just like, it's big.
Yeah. There are people that were able to hide their tattoos from their parents for like 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh, we're out of time. Thank you guys for your honesty. Okay, tomorrow we are fist pumping with Mike the Situation. Have a good day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Victor's daughter, don't get yeehaw
tattoos. Don't put yeehaw on your butt.